Friends, I feel like a raven with laryngitis after the sounds that we've just heard. But with the poor instrument that I do have, I've been asked to do three things. To tell you about the order of program, it really isn't a bad word. To tell you about Sunderland P. Gardner Lecture, and to appeal to you to help to fund the Sunderland P. Gardner Lecture Fund. Then I will call on Sarah Masser to introduce her mum, and Marilyn will speak to us out of the silence. I'm not entirely clear on what will happen when Marilyn is finished speaking. It's possible that there will be music, and there will be further silence, which we will end in the usual way. There's reason for the umbrella beside the obvious one, and I'll tell you about it when we get there. Sunderland P. Gardner was a Genesee friend who traveled all over northern New York and throughout Ontario and other parts of Canada. It is said that he never refused a call to attend a deathbed or an illness or a grieving family. He was a highly regarded and inspiring minister, and toward the end of his life, as many as 700 or 800 people gathered in Niagara. Imagine, Quakers, 700 or 800 in Niagara Falls to hear him speak. This is a quotation from him, and it's found in Betty Polster's book called, or pamphlet called, Genesee Friend. And this is a quote from Sunderland P. Gardner. I have for a long time had doubts about such a flood as stated in the Bible, also of some parts of the story of Jonah, and about the three men being cast into a furnace heated 7 degrees beyond what was necessary to melt iron, and not even their clothes scorched. Yet no doubt there was a warp of truth in them, which gave a start to the legends as they passed from age to age, becoming clothed with very different representations from what were the facts in their commencement. There are numerous animals in America that are not found east of the Atlantic. If some animals from America had been gathered into the ark, they would have left some of their posterity there before coming back to America, where only they are now known to exist. A chain is no stronger than its weakest links. I am of the belief that all scripture, given by inspiration of God, or any truth revealed for the benefit of men, will be expressed in such terms as to be understood by right reason and proved to be truth by experience. I think no faith is required of us any further than evidence is furnished to build it upon. Hence, religion that stands in mystery is not the religion that can benefit us. 1888. There has been a collection of quotations from these lectures put together by Kyle Jolliffe, and it is available for sale, $3, very good value, in the lower dining room. Inside the front cover, there's a picture of Sunderland P. Gardner. The amazing thing about that portrait is, I don't believe I've ever seen a more grim, severe, austere, and plain scary face. And I really find it hard to reconcile such a 19th century Quaker face with a man of such deep compassion and spiritual gifts. It just goes to show that you can't tell by the cover, the label on the bottle doesn't necessarily accurately portray the content. This little pamphlet that Kyle Jolliffe has put together leads me into my second thing, because for $3, which is the cost of the pamphlet, that the proceeds go to the Sunderland P. Gardiner Lecture Fund. This fund was put together in order to pay the costs of the lecture. Some lecturers come for a great distance, and one might say that our lecture tonight is pretty cheap. But we do bring lecturers from Australia and from Scotland in recent years, from other parts of the world. I dare say someday there will be a Kenyan lecturer on this platform. And to defray those costs, and also to defray the costs of printing the pamphlet, which is the text, not necessarily of the words given here, but a written form of the lecture, those funds are drawn from that Sunderland P. Gardiner Lecture Fund, which is a trust fund within the yearly meeting. Friends, you could buy a pamphlet. You could write a check or go onto the website, quaker.ca, and make a donation earmarked the Gardiner Lecture Fund, or on your way out, if you have a generous supply of cash, you will find this umbrella turned upside down, and into it you can deposit anything that you care to give. Believe me that all donations will be gratefully received and faithfully applied. I'm now going to ask Sarah Nasser to introduce Marilyn.